Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am on.
No. Don't. You got to tell people why.
I can't speak.
Don't even start over.
I have a temporary tooth in here. I had oral surgery yesterday. I'm on medication, so I can barely speak, think, keep my eyes open. But I'm doing this podcast. Lucky y'all.
This is going to be the best podcast ever.
It might be funny. But 111 Productions brings you this, and iHeartRadio and media and podcasts and all that stuff. And here are the girls, Suzanne, Tara, Danielle, and a beaming.
No intrepid crew this week. Here are the girls.
Here's everyone else.
I'm in La La Land, man. I'm just in La La Land.
It's going to be so good.
You guys, forgive him. He truly had surgery.
Yeah.
He didn't hit the bar. He didn't hit the bar before he came to the.
Yesterday I had a tooth taken out and they put an implant in as well. So now and then I've got a tooth, a replaceable tooth. I can take it in.
No.
Yeah. But that's just for 10 weeks until they get the permanent crown.
My mom had to have that. Yeah. You have to do it you go three times or something.
10 weeks is a long time.
10 weeks to make the thing. Yeah. Something like that. But anyway, so funny story. I woke up after I got home. I crashed for a couple hours and, I woke up and I was like, I don't want to gross anybody out, but there was
no, we're not grossed out.
There's blood coming out of my mouth. So it was a streak of blood across my face and then on my shoulder and on my pillow.
I want photos. I woke up and
my assistant Elaine texted me and said, this cameo is expiring in like 30 minutes. So I did it in that state and I hit send and she caught it and she's like, she texted me this morning. She goes, I hope you don't get mad, but I got with the cameo people and said, you got to take that down. That can't be published. because he's like way out of it, man. And I said, well, send me the video. So she sent me the video. It's the funniest thing you've ever
seen. Can you please post it? Can we please post it on Instagram, please?
No, I think that kind of thing is tantamount to, like, you know, showing your junk on.
You do not want that to fall into the wrong hands.
Wait, so
did the
cameo person get it?
Yeah, did they get it or did it make it to them? Like, did they see it?
They didn't get it. But Elaine got in touch with them and said, listen,
he had
surgery, so can you give him an extension? They were cool enough to do that, and I made a good one today. I mean, I have this thing in my mouth. I sound kind of funny, but but anyway, here's the good news. You know what the good news is? My Amazon store is open. Scotty P's Big Mug Coffee is back in 3 packs in 12 different SKUs. Go get you some. Google Scotty P's Big Mug Coffee. Hit my Amazon store. It's selling like hotcakes. It's unbelievable.
The best is that Scott can't put two words together, but he got his plug perfect.
But I got the plug perfect, right? I perked up. Now I'm tired. I'm going to go to take a nap. Amy, take over.
Well, wait. Okay, before you sleep, you did not love this episode.
It depends on what you want out of the show. You know, different people want different things out of the show. What I want out of the show is I like my chuckles. I like the laugh.
For me,
the power of the show is getting the great laughs. And I got some good laughs.
There are a couple. Yeah, I agree.
You know, and so I don't want to rag on the show too bad, but I mean,
get it out of the way so that we can talk about the episode. Uh-huh. Let's just address quickly the assault and the cultural appropriation so that we've addressed that at the top, so that as we talk about the episode, we maybe can talk about it without having to feel cringy over
the assault. You mean Luke bashing? That's actually battery. That's not assault.
Oh, it's battery. It was.
I battered him.
It was not cool.
Yes, it was. It was super cool. It was super cool. Yeah, let's recap. Okay. I mean, let's synopsize.
Or synopsize.
Oh, yes. Good call.
Yeah.
Suzanne, you?
Sure, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. This is season 7, episode 2. That's what you get, folks, for making Whoopi. It aired on October 3rd, 2006. Wanting to cheer Rory up and take her mind off missing Logan, Lorelai turns her house into an Asian-themed wonderland. Meanwhile, repairing the damage to the diner, Luke tells TJ about his breakup and insists on him talking about it with Liz. And Luke returns from her disastrous honeymoon with surprising news.
Now, who in a million years ever thought that they would witness an episode of this very fine show where one of the most beloved and funny and endearing characters sits there and says, I hate sex. I hate sex. I hate sex. And now I'm pregnant and I hate sex even more than I hate sex. I hate sex. Sex is awful. It's gross. I hate sex.
It's never happening again.
It was like, what did the pharmacist give me post-surgery on my tooth? Am I really witnessing this?
Did anybody else feel like the episode was so disjointed?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was my problem. I was
not a fan of this episode.
It had a few moments where I'm like, I'm jiving. I like my Gilmore Girls. And then I was like, is this 12 different episodes?
I feel like also, squished? Of course they made Lane pregnant. Like, of course. Right? I don't know. I'm just like.
And she got pregnant in 2 days.
Lane's whole storyline throughout this entire series has just made me so dumbfounded.
It's never been what it could have been.
Yeah. It could have been so much more.
I think what was truly odd about this episode right away, you know, I pushed my theory over the last few podcasts about how this show isn't capable of such a heavy lift as to break up Luke and Lorelai, right? I think it proved it at the top of this, you know, because it was as if Luke was going through something and he was trying to gut it out. And it was showing in his behavior toward TJ, and thank God for TJ, because boy, did he provide some levity here. And then we cut to Lorelai, who's sort of matter-of-factly going about her life, and she's got to get to work. And it doesn't really seem to be affecting her very much, to the point where she's, you know, pulls the geisha gag in the home, and with all the $500,000 worth of accoutrement from Asia. And it was just like, what is happening here? And I know there was a, you know, when they meet and Luke's trying to play it cool, but if she isn't deeply
awkward,
but the thing is, did you guys feel that Lorelai was so deeply affected by this breakup?
No, I thought the whole thing was so weird until the end.
Until the end, yeah.
I thought the crosswalk scene was bizarre and the grocery store scene was bizarre.
Yeah.
Like shot bizarrely in weird locations we've never seen before. Like
Didn't feel like a Gilmore Girls grocery store. Like that is Ralph's. It was Los Angeles, yeah. California. Okay, that's been nice. Like,
it was Whole Foods in Burbank.
Like, yeah, about, it's not like cute Luke little in the dozies.
Truck just clearly driving through Sherman Oaks. Just like,
yeah.
I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Great driving scenes. There's like driving the truck close up. Just, are we in Encino yet? Like, I just was like, what's happening? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think for me, the disconnect is that the B storyline with Lane just, it shouldn't have been placed with this A storyline. I think that's what it is. Like,
if
it
was,
If it shouldn't have been a thing. Well, yeah. I agree. But I'm saying if they wanted to put it somewhere, it shouldn't have been with this Luke Lorelai storyline.
It should have been an A storyline, too. It's such an afterthought.
Right. And it's so tone deaf for what the fans invested in, what they really want. It's like, okay, if you're going to do this, try to do this heavy lift, then deal with it. Deal with the relationship. Deal with the fallout of it. There was really very little of that.
And if you're going to do this amazing, like, pregnancy reveal, do it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I agree with Tara. Don't do it at all. It didn't belong.
Yeah.
In the episode,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
The only part of the episode that I even smiled at was the whole Kirk's diner.
That was the only funny part.
But that was such a small part of the episode. That was like the C storyline. Like, there was it was just
nincompoop.
But for me, it wasn't really executed very well either, because it was like Luke is dealing with this, his heavy heart, and trying to get over it. And then he comes over and he's doing light comedy with Kirk. And
he
wasn't even
that unhinged about
it. He wasn't even. It's like,
let me crumble up your paper.
Right. If you're going to provoke, it's like, that's the thing. What kind of a show is it? What is it? Is it
Luke should have driven through his diner?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, honk, honk.
Right.
Honk, honk.
Right. Right.
Well, can we talk about the beginning where, look, it was funny and also it was battery that Luke, so this is why I got confused. You start the episode with the recap of what happened, and you see him with the truck, and she says, I slept with Christopher. And then we open on him driving away, which was kind of a nice sort of like moments later. And we see him driving and driving, and immediately you're like, I know where he's going. Knock, knock, sock him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I think about David Sutcliffe probably got his full episode fee for just taking a punch. He's never in it again.
But that was, you know what? Message. You know what that scene was? That was an ending scene. That wasn't a beginning scene.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It was weird. And it was
very odd that scene happened and then the theme song hits and you're supposed to be happy.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you guys agree or not. I didn't mind it because I just feel like Christopher deserved that punch after like all that he's been through.
Right.
But again, it should have been the end of episode one of season 7, not straight into the theme song. Because then I actually rewound it because I'm like, where am I in this show?
Right.
I also hate to say it because I want to say, oh, Luke wouldn't do that. But Luke maybe kind of would do that.
Luke was beaten up on Dean in that one episode, so it wasn't really that surprising.
I just feel like it was a long time coming from everything that happened. It was like, oh, like he just was over. Yeah. I'd be over it too.
That being said, I wasn't totally just crazy about it. It's like you go over to his house and just punch him in the face. And like really and truly, if anyone was to blame, it was Lorelai. Christopher opened the door.
Between guys, okay, that was appropriate. That's a guy thing.
That yeah.
That means you have no respect for
we
me.
We do not condone
violence. Doesn't pay, and we don't condone punching people in the face
between guys. If there's disrespect on that level,
at Berkeley, we don't love punching.
You're gonna get whacked.
It was funny TV moment too. Like there was something kind of amusing about it, but I agree it was placed in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy that Christopher just got knocked out
and took it.
Yeah. And took it. Yeah. He's like, yep.
Did he fall? Or he kind of stumbled back.
Fall. He didn't fall.
Took it and closed the door. How did you know where he lives? I was trying to sort of process that. Yellow page or white pages? Or like, did you actually know where he lives?
I don't know.
I don't know how Luke would know where
he lives.
That's
a good question.
Thank you. And he knew his apartment number.
I had my trusty assistant, Cato, find out.
All right. So then it was weird because we go to the house and Lorelai's all cute in her cute outfit, kind of looking amazing, which I just don't think after a breakup, you're going to look that amazing. I think you're going to look like dog do, but whatever. Making the famous waffles, which then Rory put chocolate syrup and syrup on, which I was like,
that sounds great.
There's a lot of food this episode.
There was. Mm-hmm. And then what kind of happens? They talk about how he doesn't, is this where she says he doesn't want me to come until December?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's super disappointed about the summer trip that she doesn't get to go to Asia, which, you know, leads to what happens.
And she sets up that Lane is back from her honeymoon.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a fine scene. It was sort of getting us to a bunch of different plot points. Nothing where I'm like, mwah. Other than that, I don't put chocolate syrup on my waffles. Did she make homemade waffles or Eggo waffles?
I'm sure they were Eggos.
Yeah.
I don't think Laura
like always takes the easy way out.
Yeah.
Her Eggos are probably homemade waffles.
Yeah.
I'm also noticing how much Rory/Alexis is older now. Is anyone else noticing that? Mm-hmm. She's not a kid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that multiple times throughout the episode where almost Alexis looks like she looks now. Almost. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I digress.
Well, I also thought I think it kind of worked in the sense that like she's home for college and she feels like, oh, I didn't know I was going to be here the whole time. Like she is so much older than the last time she was living in that town. So I didn't mind her like seeming older, but I get what you're saying, Amy. Like you kind of just like have this realization like, oh, she's not a baby anymore.
Yeah, you really start to notice it. Okay, so then we go to the diner and this was amusing. So we get TJ, which was kind of fun, you know. Yeah, he's drinking the coffee, he's outside the window with Luke. And then we learn that Kirk's has opened. And then Kirk's gonna sue you, which I was like, Kirk, what? Like, you're going to sue him for crashing right into the diner? And amusing. And with the shirt, all the little details were
I just want to say this, and not to be over serious, but it was the only time that I saw Kirk as kind of an opportunistic jerk.
Oh, interesting. True.
Because the guy can't run his business. He just, you know, broke up. It's like that would be the time for a Gilmore Girls character to come to his aid.
Right. But he totally, right.
Like do something like, you know, I mean, open up a loop, like, you know what I'm saying? But it was just sort of like just a selfish thing where he saw an opening in the marketplace. It was incongruous because it was two different types of shows trying to fuse themselves together.
Especially because Kirk looks up to Luke so much.
Right. And there's
but like at this, the same time, it was fun.
It's like, if you're going to break these two up, deal with it. Deal with it. Don't try to do jokey jokes all over the place.
No, but we're getting, we're not dealing with it. That's the thing. Like, they barely deal with it.
Yeah, they don't deal with it.
And they deal with it in such a strange way. That being said, I did love all the details. The no cell phone sign. Mm-hmm. The Kirk's just like the mug. He's wearing the exact same shirt with the ball cap backwards. And somehow he has a liquor license. Like, wow. Doesn't he serve alcohol?
I think he does. TJ got a beer from Kirk's.
Yeah.
See, another odd, very odd detail.
It was just strange.
And all the town is there. Now, I did sort of love the outdoor cafe vibe of Kirk's. And the whole town is eating there. And he's cooking up stuff on the grill. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd trust Kirk to cook my burgers.
No, I'm sure he doesn't. I'm sure he doesn't have the proper permit.
That might have been the strangest scene. That was the strangest scene.
Oh, no.
I liked it.
I think the sushi making and the discussion of like fried chicken sushi.
Meatloaf.
Again, that's another strange scene.
So we go to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're at the Dragonfly. Suki's showing Lorelai how to make sushi, and she wants meatloaf sushi, fried chicken sushi, peanut butter. I was just like,
was it just me, or like, was there no setup that she's teaching her how to make sushi for?
No setup. We have no idea why.
I was like, later. It took me so long to realize why she was making sushi. I was like, what is this scene for? I forgot about like the Asia trip.
Right. Because we learn later that they're doing it because she's going to serve it to Rory with the Red Hots or whatever at the Asia night. But like,
okay.
It's just making me gag.
I rewound this scene because I thought I completely just blacked out and missed the setup. I'm like, why is she making sushi?
Yeah, I thought they were making it for the Dragonfly.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah.
And then I'm like, why does Lorelai care about this? She's got other things to do than worry about how to make the sushi.
And then when they said fried chicken and meatloaf, I was like, what is happening? But then we do get sort of a serious moment in that Lorelai tells Suki, I told Luke.
Yeah.
And Suki's sort of like, why would you do that? Would you? Okay, this is sort of like me going off topic, but whatever.
if you were Lorelai, would you have told Luke you did it? Was that necessary?
I think you have to. Otherwise, yeah. It's going to come up 10 years down the road, and it's going to be more damage than if you did it right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've already seen like all the damage that's caused when they don't tell each other things on both sides.
Yep.
So, you know, like, I don't know. I don't see how she couldn't, because it would always be at least on her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like we can all agree she kind of did the right thing, or the needed thing.
Yeah.
The timing, you know, when you tell somebody something like that.
Agree.
I mean, she really humiliated him. He was in the middle of his impassioned Jed Clampett, let's move to Beverly speech.
Jed Clampett proposal.
And she does say it was the worst moment of her life, which also was like, yeah, then why did you even do it? Like, not meaning tell him, but why did you do that? Why did you go over to Christopher's? Like, weird.
What a mess.
Total really? Mess.
What a mess. Jesus.
So, mess. Yeah. Okay. So then Rory runs into Zach on the street, and Zach had a weird hat and weird hair.
What was the hat? I like, were they trying to cover up his hair or something? My husband and I both were like, why is he wearing that hat? It's like he's a train conductor.
It was weird. Then we learn about Pedro's, which that actually was sort of funny, because I could totally see that happening to Zach, where he thinks he's getting some oceanfront room and it's really some weirdo's apartment.
It's like the first Airbnb. Like,
totally, it was ahead of its
time. Oh my God, you're so right.
Like, so that was good. And then some guy's apartment.
I don't think Zach got a parasite. I think he got Montezuma's revenge, right? It's very different from a parasite. Am I right?
I've never been to Mexico. I think he said he got a parasite.
He did, but like,
he said they both got it.
Yeah.
Correct, but guess what? Lane didn't get it.
I know.
She might have also had the water. Didn't sit well, but
so yeah. Okay. So then Rory goes over, and we learn that the honeymoon sucked. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we sort of get the beginnings of it here. And we kind of get like, well, I was sick, but now I'm not sick. But then I am sick, like that. So we're starting to get like, right?
We had Brian in that giant sombrero.
Oh, yeah. I know. I said there's a lot of sort of weird cultural things in this episode that I'm just like, I'm going to just let it go for the sake of the conversation. He's playing video games or something. Mm-hmm. Does he still live there? I guess he does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we go back to the diner, and TJ wants Luke to put up a stained glass window.
Uh-oh. Amy's falling off her chair.
It's the next thing that's making her laugh.
I couldn't tell if Scott was putting his head back because
he fell asleep. I saw the same thing.
This is the best ever, you guys.
I almost nodded out. So
TJ realizes that Luke's kind of in a mood, and then he talks about Liz being so horny during the pregnancy, which it's if I was that the is, brother.
You know, that does happen to people, but like for me, I was just like absolutely on the 11th of never. I don't know how people get like that during pregnancy. I'm like,
but also, who's telling their person, like their brother? He's
I know. It's so brother.
So
I was also like, Luke is so just patient in this episode. Like, he's just like, all right, like, you're going to tell me? All right.
Oh, wait till you how patient he was for the tuna casserole, which I call casserole, but I guess she called it a tuna loaf. Also. Yeah.
Tuna loaf.
Oh, God. And I just felt like that's been sitting in that oven for how long? How not food safe is this now? Because the oven, we'll get to that though. All right. So now we're at the gazebo and we learn about the horrible sex.
It's just,
yeah.
And first of all, who's having sex for the first time on the beach? Oh God!
Right.
My favorite part is how Lane was like, I mean, now I know it's horrible, and Rory's like, No, it's
Marie's it's like, it's not
always. Yeah.
She and was also being, still like, right.
Laura was being really respectful about it, but like the conversation was just weird. Like, I could not imagine having that conversation. Also, the timing of all this is just like, so like, how long was the honeymoon?
I know you're trying to do the timing because
it just really bugged me.
Pregnant already? Because they'd have to have been gone a month.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been 2 days.
I thought it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah,
Lane's wedding. I think they went on a 2 week honeymoon, but maybe it was a month long honeymoon.
Yeah,
because maybe it was day one.
Yeah, it was day one, and then it's day one ish. I mean, she'd barely get a pregnancy test that would work.
Yeah,
literally barely.
And it's also like I know that pregnancy tests now are a lot more accurate, but like 2000, what year was this? 2006? Like,
my sort of flag on it is that they're talking about sex, right? But in Gilmore Land. So it's like, you can only talk about sex in Gilmore Land, kind of like PG, maybe PG-13. When in actuality, you're having this conversation with your best friend, you're going to have it way more. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
You're going to have way more conversation.
It was so like the high school version
totally
of this conversation, and they're like 21, 22.
Yeah, I felt like I should leave the room when they were I got up and left the room because I didn't feel it was appropriate that I was listening to that.
Right, two young girls that are basically like your daughter, right. And you're just like, oh god. And I was like, if we're gonna do it, let's do it Carrie Bradshaw and Samantha style, but instead we were doing it very
tiptoey.
PG, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was drawn out way too long. I thought that whole scene was way too long.
Right.
They could have made it half as long and still gotten the same message across.
Yeah, it probably would have been better.
Yeah.
You know those messages we get, like you're beating a dead horse kind of thing? That's what they were doing on this episode.
Well, right? Then we get to, yes, I mean, I agree. Sex, the whole episode felt so like weird and disjointed and like, mm-hmm. I'm liking it and not at the exact same time. I'm like, how is this possible?
Also, my other question was, does Zach feel the same way?
Oh, it's such a great question.
Because she's like, I'm open to a sexless marriage. I'm like, what does your husband think about this?
And does he think it was
waiting so long?
Yeah.
Should just tell him to wait 20 years. And
that's actually something that I would love to ask his character.
Mm-hmm.
Because does that mean they never, so say they were gone for a month, which we're to believe, right? Mm-hmm. So they have sex day one, right? You know, they get to Mexico, sex day one, and they're on this month-long honeymoon at Pedro's gross apartment, and they never have sex again. And then she comes home, and 2 days later, she's pregnant. Like, they're off to a great start.
Oh, yeah. It's like an episode of The Bachelor or something.
So then we have sort of this awkward...
The stuff of dreams.
You're right. They're in the fantasy suite. Then this was awkward for me. So we finally have this moment where Luke and Lorelai are reunited in the crosswalk. A crosswalk I don't know that I've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
She's carrying all the groceries. They're quite distant. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so like they spotted each other from across. I don't know, were we supposed to be like, this is so dramatic, but instead it was just weird. And then they're crossing and kind of keep crossing, talking awkwardly. I didn't love it.
Yeah, you know? It wasn't like the first time I wanted them to see each other after the breakup. Like it was almost like too casual. They both were just like, well, hey, well, you're the one that proposed in the first place. Like, I don't know.
And
like,
I punched Christopher.
What? I was surprised and I punched Christopher, that he told your that. Boyfriend. I punched your boyfriend. You know, it's like it was just weird.
Well, at this point, these characters are destroyed. It's hard to relate to them anymore. It's hard to like them anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not saying anything that's remotely recognizable for six previous seasons, and it's just awkward. Everything is awkward.
And I think that was my problem with the episode, is that like I'm still pulling for Luke and Lorelai. Like I still think that deep down they still love each other. But then this episode is it's just awkward. They're just acting weird and it's all disjointed. And I didn't know if maybe that was intentional. They wanted us to feel weird and awkward because the characters are feeling weird and awkward trying to figure out how they're supposed to navigate the situation. I don't know, but the whole thing just was like, I don't think I need to see this episode again.
Yeah.
I don't usually watch this one.
I think the question really is, do you think that Luke and Lorelai, given this, you know, the weight they bring to the show over the years, do you think they deserved an episode or two or three where you really had to deal with this breakup and get into the next?
I would have preferred that. We get a glimpse of it at the end of this episode, and I sort of was like, okay, now I'm in.
I think the fans are getting shortchanged here yet again.
I enjoyed
this relationship.
Liz. I thought Liz, which we'll get to, had some really astute comments.
Mm-hmm.
And she really said to her brother, well, that wasn't normal what you did. Yeah. And that was some good meat. And I thought, we'll keep going because we can break that down. So then this is where we have the scene where TJ and Luke are, you know, fixing the window and TJ's got his beer and he's got four tickets to the Hawkettes. And this is where Luke finally tells him.
That hug.
They broke up and the hug. And then he says, you got to come over for dinner, which, okay, good, good.
I thought that was sweet. Like,
TJ saved this episode for me. TJ and Liz saved the episode for me. It made it enjoyable.
I agree. Because when we get to it, I mean, we've got one more scene before it, but I really enjoyed the scene with the three of you. So right before that, we get Rory at the house with Lorelai. And this is the whole... we've transported ourselves to Asia and we've got, which was quite extravagant, and the kimono. And
did you find that it was one of the strangest moments on the show for her to go to those lengths to do that?
I don't feel like she would do that.
Yeah.
Is this where they ate the red hot sushi?
It maybe feels out of place at this age in this season. I think if it was like three seasons earlier, maybe, but it's just been a minute.
And also she's heartbroken. So it was awkward for me that she's doing this when she should just be in bed crying.
Well, I thought of it as like escape. Yep. She doesn't want to think about it. So she's going to throw this extravagant night with Rory so she doesn't have to sit in bed and think about it.
She made a Tootsie Roll Marshmallow Twizzer Roll sushi, a Butterfinger Junior Mint Chocolate Chip Jujube Roll, and an Oreo Red Hot Sashimi. And were they wrapped in the traditional seaweed?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then this has a moment where we hear the message, which I was like, okay, now I'm in. And we hear Christopher leave the message and Rory's reaction, which what did you all think of her reaction?
Well, let's talk first about his intention. Why did he leave that message? He knew that Rory probably might hear it. There's a chance she could hear it. Why would he? These characters are acting like.
Wouldn't he just call her cell phone?
Leaving that message with all the detail on it. And Luke punched me and. You know, we had Nookie, and I want to have more, and call me, let's discuss, because, you know, I have a broken nose from your boyfriend who you just dumped, but we had Nookie, so call me, and gosh, I hope Rory isn't listening. I mean, it was just such a, again, I don't understand. I don't get it. Do you think it was intentional that he did that, or was he?
I think he's just so selfish,
and he's so in his own world that he just doesn't care.
I like hearing you tell it. That being said, I was like, okay, he would call. He leaves messages there.
Rory also doesn't live there full time. So that's how I took it. Like, you know, he didn't know that she'd be there. So I actually didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
And it's summer, though. She was in Asia.
But he's her dad who should know where she is.
Do you leave something like that on an answering machine?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Christopher. He's not that bright.
Right. There you go. Thank you. Suzanne French you for the win. There you go.
Like Lorelai herself said, he's never not stupid.
What do y'all think of Rory's reaction?
I liked it. I was finally, you know, I don't always agree with things that Rory says, but I think in this moment, it's like, Suki wasn't going to snap Lorelai out of it. So, her mom, like, we haven't seen Emily and Richard, and usually Emily's the one who's, you know, saying some things that are actually kind of true. So, Rory stepped up and she's like, what are you doing? And, you know, it just shows you that Rory really respects Luke over her dad. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a really important scene because of Rory's relationship with Luke as well.
Mm-hmm. And also, I thought it was a point well taken when she says, things are so good with me and my dad. Why would you do this?
Right.
And it is, you know,
it's true.
That was sort of a, yeah.
It's true because Rory always gets so flustered when her dad brings her mom down. And so keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. You know, right. She knows Christopher's always bad news. So what the heck were you thinking? I can kind of see both sides though, because Rory has made some questionable decisions too. Mm-hmm. So it was a little, there was an element of, you know, the pot calling the kettle black. Mm-hmm. But I think she could have shown Lorelai a little more grace. But then she kind of redeemed that at the end of the episode when she came back. And
We did need somebody in Lorelai's circle to do that, though. Like you said, we don't have Emily. Suki was just kind of like, oh, don't tell Luke, you know, kind of shrugged it, not shrugged it off, but pretending it didn't happen. We needed somebody to call it for what it is.
And I actually, for me, I don't know, it's always a little cringy when the daughter and the mother have conversations about who the mother's sleeping with. I don't know. I'm always like, oh, God. That being said,
I think she's old enough, though. It tracks
that Lorelai would sleep with Christopher. She's not going to go sleep with somebody else. You know what I mean? So it's like, if Suki, like, say it was Suki having the conversation, or even Babette, it would be like, oh, honey, you always go back to him. And you can't really have that with the daughters. But I still thought it was an interesting sort of plot point and kind of like,
yeah. Oh, I mean, Rory was right. She could have chosen to not have sex with anyone. She could have chosen to eat ice cream or something. Mm-hmm. Like, Christopher's not always the answer to the problem when you don't feel well.
Yeah.
It's also like that episode when, I don't know how Lorelai phrased it, but it's when she broke up with Dean. Oh, wallow. She's like, you have to wallow.
Yeah,
and I think it was of like a callback to that, where it's like, you told me if I'm having a breakup, I need to sit and wallow. And it's exactly what she's not doing.
Well, and she's also doing what Logan did, which when Logan and Rory had their break, he went out and started sleeping with 18 bridesmaids. But you get my point, is like,
true.
Wallowing would have been the better move.
Yeah.
I thought Luke had a really good point in that scene where they were breaking up, and he said, I'm also in this relationship and I'm not letting it, I'm not giving it up, you know? And I don't know. I thought he had a point there, because that's true.
What was interesting for me, Luke as a character probably has greater impact as a stable force for Rory over the years than he does as a relationship with Lorelai. Isn't that interesting?
That's what
I got out of this scene between mother and daughter, and daughter reprimanding mother. It's like, why didn't you consider me and my relationship with Luke?
Yeah.
And how this is going to affect me and my relationship with my real dad.
Well, and her relationship with Luke has always been stable. You know what I mean? Like, it actually is more stable than Lorelai's relationship with Luke over the years. They've had other breakups, whereas Rory and Luke have always had a constant.
Right. I mean, that's really the loss, isn't it? It's like, now Rory's cut off somewhat from Luke.
Yeah. I was about to say that, in the sense that, like, they needed to take all that into account when they started dating, which I think they did. And then everything's just shit in the bucket. I don't know how to say it any other way. It's like, it's all just a mess. Well, then we go to Lane's apartment, and Lane's on the floor, and she's pregnant. And she freaks out, and Rory's kind of talking her down.
I don't hate the idea of Lane being pregnant, but...
I'm sorry, skipped a scene. I'm sorry, because we talked about it briefly. I skipped the scene where you're having the White Russians. So you go over to to Liz's, and you start to have the drinks. And this is where I do like Liz a lot. She asks if it was Anna, and Luke doesn't want to talk about it. But that's the beginning of very important stuff to come.
The Jell-O.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that yet, but we can talk about. Should we talk about? Why don't we just talk about the whole dinner? Let's just talk about the whole dinner, because the scenes are separated, but they're so important. Go ahead, Suzanne.
I was just going to say, talking about things that are awkward and unexpected, who would ever have thought that Liz would be the voice of reason?
I know. Right? And yet she fully was. And also, I guess the one thing is, she can totally call out her brother, right?
Yeah.
Which she does. And I don't know that I totally agree with everything she said, but she finally did call out, like, that was weird that you didn't just include Lorelai with April.
Right.
And that she was pretty quick to say, was it Anna? Which it kind of was Anna. Even though everyone's like, no, it's not Anna in the sense that he loves Anna, but Anna played a part into pushing Luke and Lorelai apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she planted it in Lorelai's head that she's not married. like I we got mm-hmm. like Lorelai mm-hmm. knew she wasn't married, but like correct. Made it an issue that
she's less married. Than because yeah. they're not married. Yeah. And then we get the gross tuna loaf. Is that good? Tuna it wasn't terrible. Tuna casserole, it was a tuna loaf.
She said tuna loaf, yeah.
And it was not in a casserole dish. It was like on a cookie sheet, all meat.
Yeah, it was like a shaped thing.
Ugh. And wouldn't you know the oven's broken?
But I was going to say, how did she check it like three times and not notice and that the oven wasn't cold. Hot until the last time?
And it does set us up to get Luke to the store, which we'll talk about. But
I did like Ralph's. Yeah, I did in like Burbank. That. Luke had family support in this episode because yes. we've never seen. I mean, we've seen Liz and TJ before, but not in this way.
He's always been the support, so like I appreciate he yeah. has it this time.
Okay, we've got more to talk about there. That, but also I want to talk about the scene with Rory and Lane. This is a hot take, but I'm just going to say it. Did anyone get the vibe for a moment there that Lane might be considering other options?
Mm-hmm.
I did too.
And it made me very uncomfortable.
I was like, okay. Like I thought, okay, they're sort of going to have this deep conversation and then it just pivoted. But I don't know if that was intentional. Do you know what I'm talking about? She sort of said,
this show is going, listen, this show overall over the last, I don't know, five or six episodes, end of season six, beginning season seven, is going into territory that it doesn't normally occupy mm-hmm. and doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily do very well.
So, yes, your point's taken in that it's like they started to go there where I thought they were going to have a deep conversation about her options mm-hmm. and then poof, that just went away.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't think of it. I didn't either, but I mean, I can see
re-watch
why.
You watch it. You watch it.
Yeah, I think just overall, like what I gathered from that, Lane is just super bummed. Like she went mm-hmm. on honeymoon. It wasn't amazing. She had sex for the first time. It wasn't amazing. And now she's pregnant. I don't know. I think she's just bummed.
Let me ask you something. Was that supposed to be funny?
That scene?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Was that supposed to be funny? What were they going for there? What was the point of it?
I took it as someone who's just been sheltered her entire life. And like, she's never had that conversation with her mom or even in season one, if you remember, like Lane was just weird around guys and Rory was awkward too, but Lane was just like a different, you know, like she didn't really know how to like talk to guys. So I just thought of it as like Lane never grew up, but that's just how I took it.
Yeah, she's like not, I get what you're saying, but she's put in the situation where she is grown up. Like, you know, she mm-hmm. she is married, you know. She
seems a little too young to be married, too young to have a kid, too young for all of this.
Yeah.
Like, she it's works like, at yeah. the diner and has a band that cruises around in a broke van.
She hasn't really had much opportunity to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like she's going from her mom's house to being married to being a mother. Like she never gets a chance to like do her thing.
I think they just expected more from Lane. Not that it's bad that she got married or pregnant, but like she doesn't really have a purpose quite yet. And maybe
her storyline's just so jumbled. Like she works mm-hmm. at the diner here and there. She sometimes mm-hmm. has some music shows. Sometimes. Has band practice and she's pregnant. I don't know. It's just her storyline just kills me.
It's also with someone like Rory who's always had like, you know, interesting relationships and back and forth. You usually have like in these shows like the friend who's has their together as I guess, but in this sense both of them don't. And so they're kind of just like figuring it out together.
Yeah, she's mature sometimes and very immature sometimes, I guess, mm-hmm. is what I would say.
Yeah.
All right. So then
that's
we get
why this episode is such a train wreck for me because everyone is miserable except for Kirk. Like, everybody is unhappy and.
When he shouldn't be.
Right.
You know,
it's so messy. The whole thing's disjointed, is the better word. But so then we go to the Ralphs. which was so weird because it didn't even look Gilmore-y. It was just, we're clearly like on a handheld camera in Ralph's. Like
I could have shot it on my iPhone. Cute little Dozy's Market where all the produce is like, you know, it looks like a tiny, tiny Trader Joe's.
They acknowledge it too. So like, she even says like, oh, my attempt to avoid you at Dosey's didn't work. And he's like, well, I'm at this grocery store because I've been at Liz and TJ's on the other side of town. And it's just like, what?
Dozy's on the back lot was booked that day.
Like literally, Liz and TJ also live in Stars Hollow now? They do. Like they bought a place. We know this. So why would we not just shoot this scene at Dozy's?
It's so weird.
So we've never in seven seasons seen any other grocery store. Like it's apparently really far away to go.
Literally, I think Lorelai drove 30 miles to that grocery store because where is the Ralph's? Like it's basically Best Buy and Target too. Like what? It was so weird. And it was like that fluorescent, like they definitely shot that in a grocery store, which I also don't understand.
Like that is not
fluorescent lighting.
Is not Stars Hollow. At all.
Which maybe, I mean, maybe that was intentional to add to the feeling of disconnectedness. It was like, let's put them in a completely different place that we've never, ever seen before and really throw everyone off their axis.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are the town busybodies? Where's Taylor? Where's Babette? Where's Miss Patty?
Yeah.
Chiming in, being involved in the breakup of Luke and Lorelai and all the ramifications. I mean, this is such a missed opportunity. It's kind of shocking, really.
It's not just, even a missed opportunity. Yeah. It's just not the show.
It's just this is a different show we're watching. It's like a whole different show we're watching with these characters we don't really recognize, but we know their past behavior
missing
doesn't make sense with how they're behaving now.
I thought that the whole Kirk's thing was the perfect opportunity that they could have had, you know, Gypsy or Miss Patty or somebody, you know, having their coffee at Kirk's because Luke's is gone now. But they just had like generic extras.
I was looking for like Babette or someone who's going to like listen in and ask Luke, like, how are you doing? Or, you know, something. But we didn't even get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the way you punched Christopher. The way they the way they tee up a lot of these things, and especially this relationship, they didn't tee it up for the breakup. It's not affecting the town in any real way. Yeah, it's not affecting the characters.
When the last breakup, remember? And before
they trained the audience for six seasons to count on this relationship, to want this relationship, to really root for it. And then when it happens, this big celebration, and they're breathless waiting for Luke and Laurel to get together.
Right.
And now that they're not together, it's like nobody's really talking about it.
I actually wouldn't mind if, like, she drove to Emily and Richard's house.
Totally. I just was about to say that. Why are we not doing that?
I just feel like they should, even though, like, they've always been critical of Lorelai and her relationships, I just felt like we needed them in this moment, and we don't have that.
Or why didn't she take Rory and get out of town? We've seen, like, I know we've done that before, but it's like, we kind of did that with the Max breakup, but it's just like, I don't know, nothing tracked. And I have to say, I think one of the things that was so awkward for me was how happy she was in Asia. Do you know what I mean? Doing the Asia. She's smiling and putting this. It just, I was like, what? Like, I get it, they want to eat candy and watch movies, but like.
I also just thought, why don't they go on a trip together? Like, was that addressed at all?
They should have gone on a trip to season five.
Seasons 1 through 5, pick your choice.
Let's go back to season 3.
So then we do have a scene that was sort of felt Gilmorean poignant, is that she goes in, Rory comes home, and Lorelai's there finally, you know, crying.
I felt like, just to go back one step, in the
grocery store scene, she looked like she wanted to talk about it more. Like she looked like she wanted to maybe have more of a discussion, but he kept putting up that wall, like, you go be with Christopher, you know, you shouldn't be with me. And I don't know, I just felt like she wanted to have more of a conversation there.
Yeah, but he's gutted. He's done.
Yeah.
He's hurt so deeply. I mean, she slept with another guy.
And he's just so like, I'm fine. We'll be fine. I'm angry now, but I'll be fine.
Right.
He's lashing out because he was hurt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, very Luke-like, though.
Yeah.
That's how he would be. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, so let's rate this puppy. What are we giving it? What's the measuring stick?
Who wants to go first?
I think Tara should go first.
Yeah, Tara, what are you giving?
She just has that look.
this is where Gilmore lost me. Honestly, like, this season. This is why I say I don't like this season, and I prefer the movies. But I'm gonna give it a 4.
Generous. That's actually generous. What?
Tuna loaves.
Danielle.
I'm going to give it 5.5 red hats.
Extremely generous.
From Kirk.
What did you give it? How many?
5.5.
She gave 5.5.
Susan, I'm going to give it... Sorry.
We haven't called on you yet.
I'm sorry. Continue. I got excited.
I know. I understand. Suzanne French?
I'm gonna give it a 4.5. Like, it just didn't really do anything for me. 4.5 beers from Kirk's Diner.
Amy Sugarman.
6.5, which is my lowest score ever. Still higher than you all, but 6.5. Rory having a blue dress over jeans, which was a look I rocked in that era.
Oh, yeah.
So I respected the fashion. yeah, 6.5. I feel bad giving it that low. I'd like to give it a 7, but I think I'm going 6.5.
I'm going to give it... the TJ hug was worth at least 3 points. But the disjointedness of it is so... I don't know. I can't give it anything. I'm sorry. It's a 0.
Oh, no.
You give a 0 last week?
Yeah, these are zeros. Yeah.
What is that Tyra Banks thing?
You know what?
I can't give a 0. Amy,
I'm sorry, but I agree with Tara. I mean, the thing, like, it's how many episodes does it take to lose you? I mean, this thing's lost me, too. I'm like,
I mean, we're only on episode 2.
We're on episode 2, and nobody's acting like their characters, and it's just an odd experience. And I'm just really like, I'm just looking for some laughs. And I got a couple, you know, but it's just none of it makes sense anymore. There's no real emotional logic to it any longer. So, yeah, that's a 0. I'm going to give it a 0.
Oh, 0.
I'm giving it 0 zeros.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it wasn't great. I'm not going to lie about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next week things will be better. Because
mm-hmm.
I think Emily, at least we get Emily.
Yeah, she's coming back. All right, well, that's going to do it. Our goose is cooked here. we love you. We need you. We worship you. And you're the best fans on the planet. And I just took another pill. And I washed it down with, yes, Scotty P's Big Bug Coffee Breakfast Club. That rich, smooth flavor. Anyway, thanks everybody. Wish we had better news for this episode, you know. But you know us, we're addicted to being honest, and it's just real fault here at I Am. It's my fault. I told everybody to be honest.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like the no BS zone. But anyway, have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Stay safe. Follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Awesome. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.